Mor Katan, Per Gimel, Mishnah Ches, 3:8, and now we really are reaching the end of the Masechta. These last two Mishnayos, 3:8 and 3:9, go hand in hand. And we're talking about the Levaya process, the burial. The Mishnah says, Ein Menichin es Amita Berachov. One should not put down that bier that's transporting the deceased in the street, in the town square. There shouldn't be a delay. This is talking about Anachol HaMoed, and the reason is because, as the Mishnah says, Shelo Lahargil es Ahesped. Which means so that people shouldn't be prompted to start eulogizing, as we learned before, with the exception of Talmidei Chacham of note, there is it's not appropriate, to, not allowed, to do a hesped, a eulogy on Chol HaMoed, and obviously if the body's just standing there waiting, it's just begging for someone to start talking about them, and therefore we don't do that. We basically wouldn't start the procession of the Levaya until the burial plot is ready for the deceased to be interred immediately. Below shall nashim la'olam, and furthermore, that's for men. As far as women go, they're never put like down and left to wait, you know, in the town square for people to observe whatever the story is on their way. Even if during the regular part of the year, when it would be done, perhaps to stop and eulogize and wail, etc., not done with women. The reason why is brought down. Most learn like Rashi that the concern is that fluids could still come out of the deceased. And that would certainly not be very mechubad for a woman, therefore we don't want that to happen. There are those learners just that the woman's not really kind of appropriately dressed. She's, you know, it's a corpse covered in like a thin veil shroud, and that's just not appropriate to have, lying there in the public. So that's what the Mishnah says, mipnei ha-kavod, for the sake of her honor, whatever any or both of those pshatim would be the case. Now, as we go into the last part of the Masechta here, we talk about things that are done during the funeral procession as part of like the that elicit sort of emotional response. People become, you know, are wailing over and expressing their grief over the loss. So there are three different activities that are referred to in this Mishnah and the next Mishnah, each more intense than the next. So the least intense, I'll call it, is called, and the Mishnah calls it, Mo'anos, like from the word inui. Inui's affliction. It means basically singing like a dirge, like a sad song. They're wailing and singing some song of grief. That's level one. More intense than that would be level two, metapchos, which is basically like kind of clapping their hands together in grief. And then there's a third level, which isn't mentioned in our Mishnah, but we mentioned the next Mishnah, which is called mekononos, like the word kina, like we would say kinos on Tisha B'Av. A kina is like a responsive dirge or wailing, where, you know, one person says a verse and then there's a response, and that's the most intense. Okay, so our Mishnah is going to say over here, we're still in the middle of 3:8, of course. Nashim b'moed ma'anos, on the moed, meaning on Chol HaMoed, women may do this first level of ma'anos, the inui, the singing, this dirge, this sad lament as they're bringing the deceased for burial, of lo matapchos, but they can't go to level two of clapping their hands together in despair, and that's, well, allowed in other times, not allowed during Chol HaMoed, because it's too much, because of the kavod of the Yom Tov. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, hasmuchos lamita matapchos. Rabbi Yishmael says, the women who are close to the bier as it's being transported, they are close and they could, out of like I'll call covered with mace, they could clap their hands together in grief. But the halach is not like Rabbi Yishmael, meaning we don't differentiate between people who are close or further away. This level two metapchos isn't to happen. Just worth noting that the Bartanura's version is not his girsa, wasn't Rabbi Yishmael, it was Rabbi Shimon. But it's the same thing, okay? Whether it was Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Shimon, or the other girsa said it's Rabban Gamliel. At all events, we don't differentiate. The halacha is that there's no metapchos happening during Chol HaMoed.